Okay, so we had set up the question of whether using oil is l'chatchila or doesn't matter. But we said that once we have that background, and again, the reason, as we talked about, to remind us, is one possible reason the Gemara suggests olive oil is simply it gives good light. If that's the case, then obviously it doesn't matter. Our candles give good light. There was no benefit whatsoever to olive oil. That's the position of Tosfos. Then there was the position of the Kolba, which is quoted by many poskim, which is Zecher Linais. Right? And then, correct. And therefore, because the Nais was done with olive oil, there were others who present a similar view, which is that it's Zecher Lemikdosh. Right? Now, obviously, that you're going to have to take with a grain of salt for this very simple reason that, you know, it's not really Zecher Lemikdosh. It's an eight rather than seven, and the like. And then we noted others who said that maybe there's a problem with Nair versus Avuka, right? That maybe candles have a problem simply because they're not a candle, right? They're in the same way. They're more of an Avuka, right? They're more of a torch in the halachic sense. Right? And that was where we had left off. And then we talked about some of the preferred oils in terms of congealed oil and the like. But we have to get to electricity. So we noted very briefly last time that obviously one of the questions is going to be whether in general you think that an incandescent filament is going to be fire, which both Rambam and the Raya agree that it's also alright to use such a light on Shabbat, but the Rambam thinks it's because of Havara, because it's fire. The Raya thinks because of Mevashel, right? It's cooking, which would not be a flame. Yeah.
A little off topic, but it's about
no. Me.
No.
No. You can ask it, but if it's off topic, the answer is probably no right now.
Alright, just can you make a early Shabbat?
No. That is way too off. No. And no. Okay, another time. Fine. But let us talk now about some of the local arguments that are made with regards to Hanukkah candles. Beyond simply, now obviously, right, if you think it's not fire, we don't have a discussion. But let's assume that you think it is fire, right? Which many posts can assume. It's not crazy. So is there reasons why this might uniquely be problematic? So the Beis Yitzchak, who is the Beis Yitzchak?
Wait, for son of the Beis Yaakov.
First one would be the father. Second one, no.
The father. No.
Yeah.
First,
and no.
Going back to the Mahokus as to whether between the Rive and the position.
Rambam,
yeah.
Wow.
Even if it is Bishul, could the metal still be aged?
I mean, I guess in theory you could say it's both, but he doesn't seem to believe that. Rive doesn't seem to believe that. Okay. So the Beis Yitzchak, Rizkuk Shmelkes, was a major 19th century posek. Shmelkes, yes. Thank you for that very insightful comment. He was also one of the major early poskim to weigh in on electricity. He was also the first.
What?
His exact a light bulb, an incandescent light bulb. Yeah. The Beis Yitzchak. I'll tell you. His exact year, Shmelkes. So his exact years. S-C-H-M-E-L-K-E-S. Yeah, 1827 to 1905. So he's one of the first poskim who weighs in electricity. He thinks that electricity is also midrabanan because of molid. It's usher, but only rabbinically because it's molid, because it's creating something new. He also is amazingly the first posek to weigh in on video conferencing. Yes. Yes, that is correct. In the 19th century. Correct. Very good. Right. Brody has an excellent article where Shmelkes was responding to the sci-fi books that were written at the time because they were starting to talk about this. So he in a tshuva about telephones. I kid you not. In a tshuva about Sivoy.
He died in 1905.
I know. And in a tshuva about Sivoy HaBaal on the telephone, he says, and that thing they're talking about that they will one day have this where you talk and you see people. Would it work with? I kid you not. This is a tshuva written in like 18, like
maybe,
70 or something.
Maybe in 70 years.
What?
We have a special class on that.
No.
Rebbe, maybe in 70 years we'll find it.
I can put it in the group. I can give you Ray Brody's article. I can give you my article. But I'm not going to talk about it now.
Maybe in 70 years we'll find a tshuva time.
No. It's a fun topic, but no. Fascinating figure. So, but a lot of the early tshuva about electricity, including things like phones and, you know, video conference and the like, are found in Rishmelkis. So he was asked, not surprisingly, about candles for Hanukkah. So after...
How would you do that?
What? It's a halacha in Gittin, which I can't get into all the details right now. Tzibo Hebal, yes. Okay, guys. So he deals with the question in general, right, about is it Mevashel and Havara? But then he says, Halacha Ner Hanukkah, he thinks, Eino Yotze, Lo Bi... Well, I will read you the spelling. Lo Bi... Ayin lamed ayin kuf tet dalid yud shin ayin samach lamed yud kuf tuf, which is electris licht velo bigas licht. So neither electric nor gas. Yes, correct. Chada electris licht. Chada shishemen zayit mitzvah min amukar. The first reason he says, well, oil is lechatchila. Now that proves nothing because that would just tell you it's not lechatchila. Thank you. Va'od. But then he says something interesting. Instead of taking any of the arguments that we said, he said, Nisht, Kaven Shanasim Lahadli Pichol Yamora Shana Loavi Persume Nisa. Comes up with a huge chiddush, and he says, no, because you use electric lights every day, it would not be clear that it is L'shem Mitzvah. There'd be no Persume Hanes. Oh, you mean they used to use candle oil all the time?
Yeah.
Very good question. Very good question. Not sure what you want. Now, his proof is that the Ramah says, She'yizar shel lahadlik b'makom shemalik aner kol hashana, that you should not light in the normal place, which, so there is an answer to this. Well, okay, here's the problem, is that this is only because he lived in Europe. If you lived in Israel and you light the way they did in the time of the Gemara, you understand this is not a question at all, because yes, they use the same things, except when you need light, where do you put the candles? Inside. Hanukkah candles are where?
Outside.
Very good. So if you put electric lights outside your door, right? I mean, yes, we do, I guess, have lights on the path to our house and stuff like that.
Christmas
but still.
Lights.
No, not yes. Christmas. What are you talking about? But therefore, amazingly, he doesn't bring up the question of anything else. This is his argument, is that it's not Mepharsim the Nais. And therefore, it isn't good. That is his argument. Which is very, very mechudash. One is that it's not olive oil, which would only be like a chlila. The second is that it doesn't make it clear that you're doing it for the miracle. Now, the Mikrai Kodesh, which he pays a frank, weighs in. And he quotes the Beis Yitzchak. And he says... he has a different problem. A much more fundamental problem. Because he says, look, maybe it's fire, but it's not a nair. Why is it not a nair? He says, very simple. He says, ein kan shemen, vigam eish lo heter ein kan. There's no fuel, and there's no fire. What? There isn't. He says, rak shuhu nire leinayim kimeir. It just provides light. The ein bezed dimyon l'ner dolek. Meaning, what's his argument? It's fire, but not a candle. That's his argument. Right? Right? Or see, based on Frank. It's, meaning, he says, it's, now this is not crazy, right? That it is, it's light, but it's not a candle. No, it is the question, because on Hanukkah, you need a ner, not ish. His point is that it's not. No, there isn't. There is no fuel in the candle. No, it's not. So he's saying, no, that's not fuel, right? Fuel in the candle itself. His argument is not a candle. I remember I told you, Rishon Zalman, right? Again, Rishon Zalman is quoted. Now, this is not in his tshuva. Like I told you, this is in Mesorah that he had a similar problem, which is that it's not a candle. Why is it not a candle? Because a candle is defined as something for Rishon Zalman in which all the fuel source is self-contained. Right, and therefore he was machadesh that an electric light that you plug into the wall would not work because the fuel source is external, whereas a battery, right, a battery run flashlight for Rav Shlomo Zalman might work, right, because then it is domet to an air because the fuel source is within it and will run out because the fuel source is within it. Now you could argue all this. What? Yes, it is. Of course, it is. The lithium is being consumed. Well, sort of. I understand, but that was his suggestion. I understand the problem. Yes. Thank you. Yes. That is exactly right. Now, guys, now Rishlomo Zalman, what he does say in writing is the following. So Rishlomo Zalman, when he was very young, wrote a sefer called Ma'orei Eish. I forget how old he was. He was like in his 20s or something. Orbach. Ma'orei Eish, how old was he? He wrote it, let's see, what year was it? Came out in Tafresh Sadi Hey. Right, and he was, I'm just looking at his exact years. His years were, let's see. He was born in 1910. What did we say, 1935? Yeah, so he's 25 years old, and this is his magnum opus. It covers the entire question of whether incandescent light bulbs electricity. It's a 700-page book. How long is it? I'll tell you. I'll open it up here on Hebrew Books. It is 245 pages long. Yes, then he wrote famous Tshuvot about electricity in general, where he took on the Chazon Ish, where he was also young. The Chazon Ish was, sort of the Gadol Hador, sort of, by which I mean totally and completely, obviously the Gadol Hador. But okay, so he has a chapter on Ner Chanukah. And he says, V'nir lefi enadi lehakdim od safik, im efshar lekayim mitzvah zu al yidad lakar eitzim, shem etzun lahayir, v'ki aigav n'ashenu nasik medura, v'gam she'en eitz kaleh el lachrei shir chatzi sha'a. So he said, first of all, he wants to know whether you are allowed to use wood. Right? Wood. Right? Just light a log. Right? Is that a candle? Right? So he said, Nibin and Dumya Dorim Mikdash, or Yeptila Vishavit Shemin. So he said, what's the question? The question is, do you need a nair that's domed to the Mikdash? And what is a nair? One second. Wick plus fuel. Right? And therefore, what is he asking? Is it a candle if there's no distinction between the wick and the fuel? Same problem. Correct, same problem. Right? He says, I understand that oil is only lechatchila. I get it. But maybe the very definition of ner is a wick which draws fuel. Right? Maybe that's just the definition. In which case, a log of wood is not that. He says, even that similarity to a nair is not necessary, and that would only be lechatchila, like oil. And he said, aha, who was asked this question? The Beis Yitzchak, as I said, right? The Beis Yitzchak gets quoted in every tshuva of electricity because, he got there first. This is an important rule in life. They may not paskin like you if you get there first, but they will quote you if you get there first. Okay? Now, it's not clear that we don't paskin like him, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman, after pages and pages and pages about why it doesn't make any sense what Rav Shlomo says, he does say, but kfar harezake, which is the posek or the elder already ruled, right? Which makes it sound like he does paskin like him. From Zalman Orbach, 20th century. Major posek in Israel. So he says, Veishiv got Shem Dlomin and Dumya Diminora, King Lamitzvah and Amovchar. Right? So he says, first of all, right, he was asked there before about electricity. He was asked about Shem and Dolek below Ptila, Rakmunach Task, Danav Zhuvit Kanech Halul, Rakbidak Bidocho. Right? Your case, oil, but in order to make it not totally combust, they put like a piece of like glass just to make it that only a little bit of oil is burning at it, but there is no wick, right? And he actually suggested even for that, it's mutter. That that much of being domet to the Nair and the Beit HaMikdash is also only lechatchila. However, Then, wait 1 second. Now he's mechadesh. 1 second. But now he's mechadesh that, and now he's really getting nitpicky. He says, maybe shemen below ptila kasher, right? Which is fuel without a wick is kasher, but ptila below shemen efshar delo. But wick without fuel is not good. Mishum the ikar neish lohaya b'shemen velo b'ptila. Because the miracle happened with oil, which is the fuel. V'imkein efshar d'min en davka shmanim. And therefore, maybe you need a visible fuel, right? Uktat raya near Eli. Dehine b'gol achram erichu b'gushem v'shem v'shal gon b'al shara efraim d'imad likin erchanaka b'shemen tzreifa. His proof is the following. Is the shara efraim says that you're not allowed to use truma oil. Tamei truma oil, which we learned in Shir today, right? Good. Tamei truma oil. Tamei truma oil. That's what it is. Truma is what is given to the Kohen, which you have to burn. Right? Are you allowed to use that for Hanukkah? He says, no. Why? No. You are allowed to get it. Remember, Gabe is allowed to burn his he's allowed to get benefit. But, a kaimel near Hanukkah tzarech shi'ur. But we paskin that the Hanukkah candle needs to have an amount. The Shemen Shreva came to the Shreva Omeid, since it must be burned, halachically it doesn't exist. So even though it fuels, it doesn't exist. Right? Name Akdude Mechta Shure. So Prima Gadim has a suffix about this, right? And he says, Prima Gadim says, maybe you don't say that here. Why? He says, look, theoretically, you could come up with a very, 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 very thin wick and minimal oil. That still implies you need oil, right? And therefore, what you see from him is that you need fuel, right? So he suggests that maybe even if you're willing to give up on the wick, because the miracle was the oil, the very definition of a candle needs fuel present. Because the miracle was the oil. That's why. The miracle was the oil. That's why. The miracle is the oil. That's what he says. Because you can. We just established how you do that. You light the wood on fire. Now he notes that obviously the Maharal, as we've seen, says you need to do the mitzvah through shemen. Right? And argue that a candle is not shemen. What is it? It's not ner. What is it? It's an avuka, right? Now he says, even if we don't paskin like him, right? We don't paskin like him, but maybe that's because we say, we equate lahalacha, oil, with wax, and therefore we treat it as a candle, right? But if that's the case, so then you would have to ask, hachanami be'elektri, halokolo rak machman achuta miluban, shazer mabaderech bo mechamem et He says, look, maybe a candle is a nair, but no. So in halacha, nair means a lamp. And then we have a suffix whether a candle counts as a nair, right? Because it might count as a torch. A lamp is oil with a wick. No, it isn't. It's wick. That's wax. So most posts can assume it's a candle. The Maharal assumed it's not and assumed it's a torch, which would be puzzle, right? So he says, even if you think that a candle is a nair, I know this is getting confusing, right? But a candle is a nair, so maybe an electric light is not even a nair, right? Another svara is, as I said, he says, maybe you need it to be davar sheish bo kilui, something that will be used up, which a filament doesn't really work that way. Right? It like burns out, but it doesn't burn up. Right? So again, in the Ma'orei Eshi does not yet raise the possibility of the flashlight. That is something that's quoted by his Talmidim. What? Ma'orei Eshi, what do you think why do you think he called it that? Come on. However, he does suggest, again, as I said, not in Ma'orei Eshi, but in other writings, he's quoted by Talmidim as saying maybe a flashlight is different. Maybe. Now, he gives another svara based on Rishi Bezer Frank that makes it worse. And he says that even if it is a nair, why might not it be good? Because maybe there's no maise hadlaka, that it's a nair, which you don't light. So he says, for nair Shabbat, he thinks it's fine. Why? Because Ner Shabbat, the main point is the result, is that there should be light, right? That's the halacha by Ner Shabbat. However, B'Ner Chanukah, what do we say? Hadlaka oseh mitzvah. The lighting does the mitzvah. And therefore he says, maybe we learn from this, she'yad l'ku b'yadayim. You must light it with your hands. And therefore he says, maybe even if you're willing to accept that a light bulb counts as a ner, maybe you can't use it for Chanukah candles because there's no ma'isa hadlaka. It's not called lighting. Well, that's fine. Doesn't prove anything. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. There are clearly different standards for the two, right? By Chanukah candles, you have to make sure that the flame goes up by itself. You have to hold it there. The flame goes up. You don't do it by Shabbos candles. If you are lighting Chanukah candles, right, you're not allowed to light it and then pull back and let the little flame glow. You have to light it. You have to wait till it's lit, right, till the flame is there, right? No, it's not. When it's a little thing and then it bursts out, that's not good. You have to hold it there, right? The standard of luck, yeah. No, you're not. That's exactly my point. You're not. Halachically, you're not. Because you're not. And we're not going to do that now. But you're not. The point is, there are different standards to lighting. And then he gives a lot of proofs to this. And he says, if that's the case, if the Ikur mitzvah is the hadlaka, right? So maybe it's possible because this is essentially grumma. Right? This is considered indirect causation. And therefore, for these purposes, it won't work. And he says, why is it that we're so obsessed with the Maisa Adlaka here in the way that we're not by Shabbat? So he says, this may be because we compare it to the Menorah Sheva Mikdash. What was the halacha in the Mikdash? Beha'alotcha velo behadlakatcha. That the flame has to go up and not light. Right? Meaning, v'hainu shebibnei sha'alav ole. Chenova lashon aliyah. That you have to wait for the flame to actually have gone up. Right, you have to hold the flame there till the flame is, right, has already, right, burst into flame, right? And if that's the case, he argues that once you have all these extra requirements, even if you think it's a nair, which is not obvious, right, maybe there is not considered to be a maisa had laka, and therefore it would be invalid. Okay? In the Sefer Kochavei Yitzchak, he has a tshuva about Shabbos candles and menorah. And he's not 100% sure of this argument of Shlomo Zalman that a candle has to be something that, you know, looks like what it was in the Mikdash. He's not totally sure. Okay? So the svaras that we've seen that make electricity different is, one, it might not be fire, if you possibly derive it. Even if it's fire, it's not Domer the Mikdash, Beis Yitzchak, and there's no Pirsume Nisa, right? The Mikrai Kodesh, it doesn't have the sheer hadlaka, it doesn't have the fuel inside. Shlomo Zalman says that it's not like the menorah in the sense that it has no fuel wick distinction, and maybe it's particularly problematic because there's no fuel present. Furthermore, Mikrai Kodesh says there's no fire, it's just, right, halachic fire, but there's no fire. The Moraesh also says that even if there is a candle, it's not a Maisa Hadlaka. So those are some more reasons to say that Chanukah candles might be different. The last source I gave you on this is Reb Ovadia. I will not read all of Reb Ovadia to you. I gave it to you. I was hoping you would enjoy reading a full Yabbi Ober. It's really quite an experience. It's wonderful. You read it in Rav Avadia and you'll get everything you ever need. So, just to take you through Rav Avadia's tshuva. So, if you lost all the makarot, he said, okay, are you allowed to use Nerot Chanukah for electric, an incandescent light bulb for Chanukah candles? So first he quotes the Beis Yitzchak, who says, what, remind me, Domed of the Mikdash, and, right, yeah. And he quotes the Chemed, but he says, in the end of the day, here he doesn't think it works, so there's no oil at all, right? The Maral of Prague, we saw that he said that a candle, even a regular candle, is possible because it's in Avuka, right? Now, what's the difference? So the difference, according to him, is that a nair, a lamp, the light doesn't take over the whole thing. It's only at the tip. But the Avuka is where the flame basically takes over the whole thing. And by an oil candle, that's more true. I'm not totally sure what that means, but okay. Now he says, by an electric light, even he said, so now Rav Avadia says, even if you don't buy the difference between a candle and a lamp, an electric light is worse, because literally the whole thing, right? There is no distinction. Once it's on, whole thing is on. And therefore, that's another reason to say that it is not good. Then he quotes the Levush Mordechai, who says that you're not Yotze. Why? Because it's, right, he takes it as davar pashut that burning wood doesn't work. Unlike Rosh Hashanah Zamer at a safek, he assumes that burning a piece of wood is not good because that's not a candle, that's just burning a log, right? And he says that this is more similar to that, yeah, because there's no wick, right? There's no wick fuel distinction.
No, but wood is very flammable, so wouldn't that be fuel?
Yeah, but there's no there's no fuel candle distinction.
Okay, but if you had, if you somehow, like, if I put a wick, right, like I drilled now, a hole through the log and I put a wick there.
So then maybe, depending on what you think the problem is here. Now some of the Achronim have this wild kasha, guys. Some of the Achronim have this wild kasha, which goes like this: that the Gemara tells a story by Erot Shabbat of Rechanina ben Dosa's daughter, who accidentally lit, instead of oil, what did she light? Vinegar. Right? And she comes to her father and he says, don't worry. The God who said that oil can burn will say that vinegar can burn. So some of the Achronim say, aha, you see that something is a candle, even if it literally has no fuel whatsoever, because it had vinegar and vinegar doesn't light. I don't know what that proves. I'll be honest, I don't know what to prove for miracles. I don't know. But some of the posts can point out, aha, it's a candle, but some say, maybe by Shabbos it's different, or maybe miracles are different. Maybe he was trying to make her not feel bad. Or Ner Chanukah is different from Ner Shabbos, because Ner Shabbos, again, is more about light. Ner Chanukah is about something else, fine. It was Shabbos candles, yes. Then he quotes the Ri Toledano in the Tshuvas Yam Gadol, who writes, "Kenaret Gadol Ner Shenosim Behem Tamtzit Shemen Agaz Shenidlagim Adi Etzner Shaldim Bli Ptilo V'yesh L'chalek B'Nerot Agaz and Chashmal Tatam Alkom Anligim Otam Be'esh Ma'ashim Chashmal Shem Badlaka Gmura Ragmanim Makaftor Ba'or Yotzei." So the Yam Gadol says a gas flame, like a single gas flame, he would actually be willing to be makil because there's fuel and a light. What? No, he's not worried about that. But he thinks that even without a ptila, even without a wick, because he thinks at least that is a fire. It's a fire. Right? And therefore, the fact that it's a fire is enough to be an air, whereas he thinks that an electric one is not, and therefore there's no hadlaka. For him, it's about hadlaka, not about the result, but it's because with the gas, I light a fire, there's a maisa hadlaka. Whereas an electric light, because there's no flame, there's no maisa hadlaka, even if it has the status of fire, la halacha, there's no lighting. That's sort of an interesting combination of arguments, and therefore he's willing to accept gas, but not chashmal, not electricity. Though Rabbi Avadya says, I don't think that's true. Once you need fire, there should be no difference between gas and electricity. They should both be bad. Then he quotes the poskim who say that it's a problem in the Maisa Adlaka because it's grama. Right? One second. Then he continues. This is always the problem with Rabbi Avadya. He's in order to skip lines because, you know, he just quotes and him 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 and him. Then obviously he notes that even if you could justify it, well, it wouldn't be lechatchila, because lechatchila is with olive oil, for all the reasons that we talked about, so fine. It's definitely not going to be a lechatchila, but as we saw, that's probably only lechatchila, because many of the poskim assume that that's lechatchila. You don't actually need dumya dimino. Right? Then he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Moreh Eish, right? And his whole analysis that you need fuel because of the Mikdach Shiurei, and therefore this doesn't have it. However, Rav Avadya rejects it. He rejects this analysis because he says that, look, that would require it to be literally something as Mikdach Shiurei, that halachically has no shear, right, in order to be invalidated on that front. It's not clear that this would be, right, that this would be in that category. He goes through all the proofs of Moriah Eish. Right, and then he notes, right, the Chiddush of the Moriah Eish. Oh, it is actually the end of the Moriah Eish, right? That maybe there would be a difference between one where the fuel source is all contained, right, rather than coming from outside. Right, because here, right, he just says, right, the Zerem just keeps coming from outside, right, every time you create the Sirg, whatever. And there's no Shemen in the Nair. However, he notes, right, that there is a Svaritas Eitz Mutter. So he quotes the Green Nemark, who says, well, this all is very fancy. However, if you understand the Sirg, you like Tosos, and what did Tosos say? That what is the main rule for Nir Hanukkah? Is the flame clear?
It's clear?
Right, if that's really all you want, then, right, you could forget all of this fancy lumdus and just say, well, that's all you needed. It would be fine. Then he notes that some people are machalic. Then he notes that some are machalic between Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, right, and others are not, and assume that whatever is true of one is true of the other. Yeah, I know, so that's the problem here, but okay, fine. So then, one second, then he quotes the Maim Chaim, which is Rav Yosef Mesas. And he says, he quotes the Safek, and he says, I don't understand the Safek, Mishum Shaneis Nasa V'Shem, and Arei Nagu Bashna L'Zizei Chobasu Ben Eros. So Rav Yosef Mesas says, look, I don't get why it would be possible. If you think it needs to be Domech the Mikdash, we already passed and you're allowed to use wax candles, right? And electric candles are clear. And he says, those who think that it's not a Maisa Adlaka, he says, why not? Why is it a Maisa Adlaka? On Shabbos, you're chayev if you turn on electric light, and therefore, don't get all fancy on me. If on Shabbos it counts as a Maisa Adlaka, it's a Maisa Adlaka. And there, Yosef Mesa says, can you use an incandescent light bulb?
Yeah.
Well, 100%, right? Rav Avadya pushes back, as he generally does, because he usually quotes Rav Yosef Mesa to argue with him. Almost always, except when he's quoting him about Mitzius and not Halacha. He has one tshuva where he quotes Rav Yosef Mesas and says about what the minhag was in Morocco. And he says, even though I don't accept like any of his psakim, mistama he's not pasul le'idut. And therefore, he's probably telling the truth of what happened. He really didn't like him very much. Really didn't like him very much. As a posek, I don't know about a person, but as a posek, he quotes him a lot and he's just like, yes, Yosef Hamatir. Ooh, right? He is a very Mekel Posek. Very, very Mekel Posek. Rav Avadya quotes him very often to argue. But here he quotes him to argue. And he says, no, that's very nice, but this is not wax. Because you know wax melts and therefore runs out of fuel. And therefore it's not Zecher to the Nes at all. Right? Well, not necessarily, but he just thinks that, what are you talking about? It is fundamentally different, right? He doesn't weigh in this paragraph about that. So Amura Mikal Amur, what's his conclusion? The majority of Achronim say you're not Yotze. And that's right. Right? Meaning, it's probably right. At best, it's a Safek. And if it's a Safek, ain't leak on his specific bracha lahachgel. Right? And therefore, at the very best, it was a Safek and you couldn't make a bracha. And therefore, he says, right, you know, by sakana in the world, you really try to be careful, right? By any suffix. So he says, Tal vachomer, she's on the last game of the Vitor Mitzvos, Shehem Tivshono Shal Olam, the Eich Naniach Aderach Shadarchu Barotena Kedoshim Zal. How could we leave what the Kedoshim said, Venach Nazenu Bimishola Kramim Shalom Meduchal Klal, and to take us into new paths? And therefore, Obadiah says, even if you don't have oil, lo nishal breira, and the only thing you have is an incandescent light bulb. So light it, without a bracha. On the suffix, that it's fine. The klal gadol be dinu suffix bracha lahakel. Right? So I think that this is probably true, that for the 10 or so different reasons that we saw, the majority of poskim assume that you're not yotze. Right, either because it's not domed to the nate at all, it's not a nair, it doesn't have the fuel present, right? It's a right, it's an ish without a maisa hadlaka, it's an avuka, it's, you know, whatever, right? For all the reasons, it's probably not good. However, you have poskim like Rav Yosef Mesas, who says it is good. You have Rav Shlomo Zalman, is quoted by his Talmidim as saying, well, if you can solve the fuel problem, so maybe it's good. In general, what I've heard is that either poskim say don't use it at all. And some poskim will say, if you're really stuck and you have no other option, you have no one who could do, you're on an airplane, and you have nobody at home that could light for you, and blah, 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 right? So then I know Reb Nevin Sal Paskin's Lamaisa, that Bidyavad, right, without a bracha, then you light a flashlight. Now, the problem is, a flashlight. Now, again, the bigger problem with all of these at this point is, that you, what in are the chances that you were ever going to find an incandescent light bulb flashlight or incandescent light bulb basically at all? Good. So you, if you go to the Machon Somed one and they specifically sell for Nerot Shabbat when you're in a hotel and you want to be Machmir, that you need Eish, so they sell these two little candle-looking light bulbs that have tiny little incandescent filaments. Davka, what? No, it's just... Once they're selling it, it's kitschy. I don't know. It's not. It doesn't look like candle. That's why they do it. Because no, that's what they sell. It's like little cute little thing. It's like if you're gonna be now by Nerot Shabbat, there's a lot more svara to say it's fine. And by Havdalah, there's a much more svara to say it's fine. Right near Hanukkah, which has the higher requirements in terms of Maisa Hadlaka, in terms of the Nair, that's where the post can really hesitate. But again, I know of no posik except possibly Rosef Mesas, who says that Lamaisa, you should use it, and even with a bracha. Right? At best, what Poskim will say, it's a suffix, and if you're stuck and you have nothing else, right? So then, without a bracha, but only incandescent. So it's really quite hard to actually pull this off. Really, you should not be in this situation. And even if you're on a plane, right, you can get away with not doing the situation unless you're flying with your entire family. Nobody's home. And you're like leaving at the 2 o'clock in the afternoon and da-da-da-da-da, right? It's very rare that you can't come up with a better solution, like lighting before you leave, hiring, right, getting someone in your family, getting a shliach. No, you couldn't. That's the problem. You, right? I'm saying it's, there are very limited circumstances where this would be the case, right? But like I had a friend, right? Another solution would be, well, let's say you're still going to be in the country, right? You're just going to be at the airport, right? At 4:30, right? No, you wouldn't light at the airport. But then, no, but then you have a shliach light in your house, correct? Because you're still around, right? So the reason that that matters is the time difference. Is that once you start playing with time zones, that's when posts can get very, right? That's why they don't just say, well, send a shliach to your house. Because maybe by time you're, you know, it's Zman Hadlaka here, right? You're in the middle of the air. And that's why, that's why planes are like, in modern times, the time, right? Where do people have the suffix? It's usually planes, right? Where you're flying with your whole family. Because if it's not that, there are 100 million solutions that you have that are better than this. Right? I mean, even if you are like a soldier on some base and whatever, like. No, like people bring whatever. I mean, sure, if like you can't have any light because the enemy is looking, so fine, then the flashlight isn't going to help you either. Right? So. Yes, you're just putter, right? It's very rare that you're... Correct. But... No. Okay, good. So that's just a summary, and now you understand the principle. Like I said, obviously, to fully understand the sugya, you have to go through all the manifestations of chashmal in the context of Shabbos candles and melacha on Shabbos and Avdallah and every other manifestation of it. But these are the unique ones, at least. To Hanukkah, and with that, we will wrap it up, and we'll do a different sugya on Thursday. I don't know what you're doing with...